say. Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Campaign, which chased a 1-28 campaign, Carlin. This year, I think, is a very critical and pivotal year for the Oakwood Ambassadors. We just saw President Brown walk by. She talked with Gian and I at OU Live, and she was very clear about we're probably going to shrink sports to grow sports.
Yes.
And I think we've talked frequently about Oakwood making that step up in class to NAIA and kind of going from, I always say, if you're playing in a gymnasium where you can touch the wall where you're standing out of bounds, that's not a real league.
Yeah.
And really getting into playing elite teams, even playing some D1 teams. I think this is a critical year. This is the fourth year of their NAIA campaign. Oakwood has really done some recruiting, and you have a better understanding of the roster, Carlin, than I do. But Oakwood has added some talent. They've added some size. I'm looking at the layup line. I saw a lot of windmill dunks. I saw a lot of guys that are 6'3", 6'4", which is different from previous years where Gian and I would have been taller than everyone in the starting backcourt.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about this year. I think there's a lot of talent. Tell us about the roster coming into this year, Carlin.
Yeah, so what you do have returning is you've got your leaders on the team, Chase Jackson, right? They've got that short up coming off the bench, Julius Mitchell, who really came on in his sophomore year. This is senior year as a backup point guard. But really what you got now is you got more length. You've got more size. Some of it is you're not going to see till after the break due to some eligibility stuff. So it's going to get even bigger than this.
All right.
But you build your foundation around Jordan Bell. And, I know he's nursing a little bit of an injury. But in practices, the ones that I've observed, he's got more basketball IQ this year.
Well, you don't need your shoulder to jump 50 inches.
No, not if you got a 50 inch vertical.
Vertical's not impacted by your shoulder.
Yeah, no.
Jordan Hill doing work, passes out to Fan. Fan looking for Barrett. Barrett shoots another three, and that one is good. An Alfco Wireless 3-point basket. The first official one of the year.
It's early.
It's early.
It's early.
OU Live does not count. WAU setting up their offense, moving right to left. Now you have the high post, and that's number 21, Julian King. And he pass out in a very bad three-pointer. Parker kind of trying to push the ball, gives it up. And that's the Fan. He's a three-point shooter. That's good.
That's his shot.
I knew that was good.
Stepping into it.
That's his shot. Damon Fan with another Alfco Wireless three-point basket. Ambassadors 12, Shock 10.
I don't think Oakwood needs to get into a track meet with WAU.
Okay.
I haven't seen this team,
so I can't speak on it.
Yeah.
I trust your judgment. You've seen them practice.
Yeah, the turnovers will add up.
But if Chase is playing, they're not going to turn over.
Right. You know, but what I'm saying, we're just now seeing Chase at the 12-minute mark.
But
right.
I assume that he's going to play most of the game. That he's just not going to start.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's only playing 8 minutes and a half, that's going to be deleterious to Oakwood's chances to win the game. And not a great sign for the season. Second free throw missed. WAU with the ball, number 22, Lance Porter. Kicks it back out to Jones. McGee at the top of the key, the grad student transfer. He slips and falls. Now you got a little bit of a dribbling expedition. Mm. Dribbles it off the own foot. I see Chase Jackson coming with the hustle. Unbelievable. The bell.
Hey.
Oh, my. What a play.
Set up by Chase Jackson.
And what a hustle by Chase Jackson.
Don't foul.
Jordan Bell's second dunk of the night. We need to get an Alfco Wireless Jordan Bell tracker for the evening.
I want to open it up to other sponsorships.
And I'm actually thankful the game is only only a 7-point game, to be frank.
Well, we can't let Joey Brown score 19 points again in the second half.
Right. Yeah.
Because he's not, I mean, I'm sure he's a very talented and brilliant young man, but he's not heading for the NBA. Like we can't let somebody torch us like well, this between him and Anthony Perry.
Well, Anthony Perry got two early fouls.
Right.
And so he's been on the bench.
But there are three people that are scoring all the points for the Sox.
Yes. Right.
We got to be able to put the clamps down.
So here's I'm not as much worried about the score as I am the momentum. And I'm not 100% sure.
You're not worried about the score as basketball?
Well, not in the first half. Okay. In the first half, what I want to see is I want to see a trend of defense, and I want to see a trend of being able to get the shot that we want. I'm not sure that we have gotten the shot that we want, save Joey Hill.
All right.
Joey Hill.
Are you worried about the score that Michigan just beat Purdue 21-16? Are you worried about that score?
I am okay. Slightly worried about that.
Because you know because when Big Brother comes to town in a few weeks, it's not you're going to have to play better than that.
Well, it depends on how we got those 21 points. If we got them all on three rushing scores, I'm good.
All right.
I'm good because we can run the ball on anybody, literally. And we're going to try.
Even Big Brother?
Getting back to what Gideon was saying, living at the free throw line, with those two free throws, he is now 6-for-6 from the Joey Brown. Is now 100% from the line.
Yeah, yes.
That's where he wants to be.
Right. That's his game.
It's his game.
He's getting to every spot he wants. And it's like Carlin is saying, play off of him. Don't crowd him.
Right. Right. Right.
Oh, very good strategy.
It's kind of like Carlin said, take away his superpower.
Bell misses the first free throw. And it's funny, we're talking about superpowers. Bell's superpower is elevation and the ability to go off for screens to the basket. He's not necessarily a player that creates shots for himself. And WAU is doing a really good job of keeping him out of the key.
Yeah,
they are.
And that's strategic, and that's coaching, and that's watching film. Bell makes the second free throw, and Oakwood goes to a full court 1-2-1-1 press. Also called 42 if you went to Pine Forge. And that press is broken. Chase Jackson plays a very strong defense. Very good defense by Chase Jackson on number 15, Derek Jones. Oakwood setting up their offense with Jordan Hill at the top of the key. Passes it to the left wing to Jackson. And that's a turnover. An unforced error for the Oakwood Ambassadors. And it's really not a time. We really needed that possession. You know, you get the 14:50 mark. Once you get to 7-8 minutes, Carlin, you can't waste possessions anymore. I mean, one thing about basketball, I don't like wasting possessions.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you have a good possession, you don't make the shot, then so be it. But just unforced turnovers and sloppy play just bothers me as a former coach. Is there action on the over-under for this game? Is that against the SBA
protocol? I'd be impressed if there was. I'd be impressed if there was.
We'll talk about this a little bit later. I just find it very funny as we get a jump ball. A very good defense from Fred Parker. I think it's very funny with this gambling stuff with the NBA. Literally, while ESPN was reporting this, there was a line on the Spurs game under that while Ryan Clark's talking about it.
I saw it.
Like, yeah, the over-under on Michigan.
Sponsored by FanDuel.
And then the next commercial was FanDuel. And then after FanDuel, they say, hey, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-888.
Right.
You know, it's just like, come on, man. Let's not pretend that we really care about
it. And
that.
I'm laughing, but shout out to Chauncey Billups, man, who's one of the nicest guys you will ever meet in person.
I've never met him.
I've met Chauncey. He's a prince of a gentleman.
I just know when the feds.
His career is over.
it's over. That being said. They called that a block. Oh, he was in the circle. That's why.
I try to tell people, once I started reading the indictment, they have been having him under surveillance since 2018, 2019.
I texted James that Gilbert Arenas has something to do with this. And James takes it back. He's like, yeah.
He ratted.
He ratted.
Of course he did.
Ratted.
He came out the courthouse like this, both fists in the air, like he was Rocky. And I was like, this ain't over with Gilbert.
Oh, no. So while we're talking, Chase Cook misses a free throw. But Joey Brown bodies it up, gets a rebound, an easy putback. Extending the lead to 78-67, 7 minutes and 51
Plenty
seconds.
Oakland's
going to need to start making a run. They have time, but they need to start making a run. Left baseline to Bell. Bell looking to do work, looking to go to the basket. Very good defense from WAU on Bell, knowing that he's not a shooter. And a turnover.
Ooh.
And a fast break. You have and a block by Damon Fan. I thought that was a foul, but a hustle play. for number 21, Julian King, extending the lead to 13. 9 on the shot clock. I think they'll just run the shot clock out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and they'll just run out the shot clock. So Guillenet did not go for 100. And we just run the clock out, and that's the end of the game. The Oakland Ambassadors lose to the Washington Adventist University Shock and Fall to 0-4. Very exciting game for a while. I just think that, you know, ultimately, again, WAU is just a better team, man.
They are, absolutely.
We couldn't stop Joey Brown. We couldn't stop, you know, the only thing that could stop Perry were fouls.
Yeah.
So Anthony Perry and Joey Brown, number 0 and number 1, they just took it to us the entire night.
And Chase Cook.
Chase Cook was really controlling the pace and the tempo of the game. And WAU is just a superior team.
Live from the Paragon 7 studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Exhausted, stressed, or anxious. When you have days that just feel too hard to get through, you are not alone. If you or someone you love is struggling with mental health or problems with drugs or alcohol, help is right in your hands. Call or text 988 to connect with a National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline specialist and get support whenever you need it. Help is here. Call or text 988.
Sirius XM 141 HUR Voices is now airing both the Rubicon, our healthcare franchise, and the Lanch J Radio Network, our sports and entertainment show hosted by yours truly, James Lewis. If you missed the live broadcast, you can always find us on Lanch J Plus, where we podcast each segment of both shows.
Hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain,
social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices.
Stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay these same contracts,
allow them to take everything we own,
creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter a hospital,
putting our health and our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses.
And we need our doctors.
But hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare. Power to the patients.